I'm Don Fierstead on 96.9, and you are listening to KDLO Outdoors. Well, now we head up north of Pier on Gray Goose Road at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit, talking to Tim Withers with the Game Fish and Parks. And for people don't know, is that still around maybe all of 20,000 acres?
Yeah, we've increased a significant amount here this year. In fact, I just got some new stuff in, probably about a section and a half that's not even on any of our maps, because I got the landowner contacted me late after we had already sent stuff to the printers and everything to be published. But we've got quite a few acres in for the registration stuff. The unrestricted stuff is kind of staying about the same acreage. Gained a little bit more walk-in that's kind of designed for the waterfowl hunting. Yeah, it's keeps growing each year, I guess.
Well, I imagine a lot of the early birds are the small Canadians, the Hutch, and a lot of them head for the pocket south and east of here, don't they, early in the year?
The way it sounded, talking to the guys when they did their aerial survey, that pocket area, there's quite a few birds. We do have, I'm guessing, in the 30,000 range, somewhere in there, for the small geese in the area. For the Canadas, I'm not sure on the snow geese numbers for here, but there is the aerial survey is posted on the website too.
As far as has anybody tried hunting the field yet?
Yeah, we've had a few. It's nothing, hasn't been real busy. Of course, with all the other activities, deer hunting going on, and then the season's being open, over by you guys. That kind of they'd rather stay home. I guess I would too, rather than driving 3 hours to come over here to shoot basically the same birds.
And all the Sheehan Waterfall unit, with the exception of that new entry, is in the is it the Sportsman's Atlas?
Yeah, it's in the Hunting Atlas. It is shown, all of it is shown online on our, we have an interactive map that guys can look at, check to see, because I open and close areas for either for upland game hunting or for waterfowl hunting, to give resting spots for the birds, so they can see all that stuff on the online app.
Well, it's called the Goose Trailer at the Sheehan Waterfall Unit. Tim Withers, thank you. Now we travel up to the Sand Lake National Wildlife Refuge, and with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife, Don Soderlund. And Don, it's been amazing for the amount of snow geese that are leaving your area, and it seems like they're just in every county around here. And I can't remember a time when we've held big numbers of snow geese this long in northeast South Dakota.
It certainly is a good time to be a snow goose hunter, if that's what you like to chase. There's lots of snow geese around. We've had 300,000 to 400,000 on the refuge throughout the last few weeks, but I think we're starting to teeter down a little bit. The refuge is pretty shallow, so our waters have been freezing up here in these cold days, and really limited on amount of open water right now, so we're starting to lose some bird numbers.
One of the weird deals is about 4 or 5 days ago on Casey's and different sloughs between Watertown and Clark, the greenheads had really moved in, and with a day or two later you couldn't find any.
Yeah, and I've heard that from other hunters who really watch them quite a bit, that the snow geese will come in and just basically push out a lot of the other ducks. So the mallards are either, heading south more, or they're trying to find other places to hide out. They don't want to hang out with those obnoxious snow geese as loud as they can be sometimes.
So even west of you all the way, maybe even out towards, the Mobridge area, still snow geese in the area and slowly migrating?
Oh, absolutely. Yesterday I was through Roscoe area, and there had to have been around 1 million snow geese right around that Roscoe area. And it's just thick as can be, one of the thickest concentrations I've seen outside the refuge in recent times. And then I know there's also snow geese in scattered other areas in Fault County and the Scatterwood Lakes area. So you can find a little open water. Those snow geese, they don't want to leave because they got plenty of food around with no snow on the ground.
And I've seen a few bald eagles, so they know, how and where to follow the waterfall also.
Oh, you're right. Those bald eagles have keyed into those snow goose migrations, and they will they will follow those along, and so when the snow geese are peaking, you probably have a good chance to go out and find some bald eagles if you're looking to watch some bald eagles. Let me mention, too, that we were already starting to run in some pig hunters out there who are shooting a lot of snow geese and then just dumping them in section lines and not utilizing their meat, so and treating them like garbage. So just make sure if anybody out there sees things like that going on to give someone a call or look for the tips line. Pretty ridiculous when guys are out doing that, and it just makes all of us hunters out there look bad. And someone comes across and isn't a hunter and sees this big giant pile of dead things.
Couldn't be said better. Don Soderlund, U.S. Fish and Wildlife at Sand Lake. Thank you. Now we head over to Esteline, South Dakota, talking to Dan Sternhagen, conservation officer, and for Hamlin County. And first of all, waterfall, you're still holding a lot of different bodies of water, maybe snow geese, honkers, and a few mallards?
Yeah, definitely the bigger lakes, Dry Lake, Marsh, Three Buck, Ponset. Anywhere there's going to be open water, you're going to find the majority of the birds in the county. Definitely some good numbers around. I've actually seen a couple of good hunting groups around and having some success on them right now. A lot of the corn's getting harvested out, so I mean most guys are hitting the cornfields. But if you're going to hunt near those, you know, main bodies of water, I mean you should do pretty good. So,
how about the deer hunters? Everybody wants to probably look for the big buck on the first week or the first opening weekend, but were there a lot of deer hunters out? Some had success.
Yeah, it was definitely a busy weekend. It was a nice weekend, especially Sunday. Saturday was a little windy, but guys reported that they saw plenty of deer that just didn't have that one successful day of having that big buck walk by. I pretty much worked the entire county all over and talked to a lot of hunters. They all reported seeing plenty of deer, just not the quality of buck they wanted to harvest on that opening weekend. So I would imagine, you know, with these deer having as much pressure as what they had, you know, they're going to start moving kind of closer to their hideouts, and towards the end of the season, we'll start to see more deer getting harvested, as it tends to be when it gets later in the season. So,
about the pheasant hunters, Dan, I suppose most were deer hunting?
Yeah, most were deer hunting. I did have a couple of groups around that Sioux Ponset, around that Dry Lake area. Got talking to them. They did harvest a few birds out of there, which is a good sign, which the biggest helpful part for them was, you know, pretty much all the corn around that Sioux Ponset area is out. So
good.
A lot of them birds have really nowhere else to go but go to the cover now. So,
well, Dan Sternhagen out of Hamlin County, CEO with the Game Fish and Parks, thank you.
Hi, I'm Don Fierstead. Stay with us. There's more KDLO Outdoors.
Now we head up to the Webster offices of Game Fish and Parks, talking to Dr. Brian Blackwell, biologist. And I guess did a lot more water open up for waterfall in Day County, to your knowledge?
Yeah, I think they'll open one day and then they'll kind of freeze up overnight again, and then but there's areas definitely keep being kept open by all the snow geese as well as ducks in the area. You know, these windy days, definitely things are opening up that we had like yesterday.
Do you have high numbers of snow geese along with that times diving ducks or mallards?
You know, I'm not seeing much for diving ducks right now, but definitely there's snow geese in the area. Sounds like, you know, from Aberdeen all the way to Watertown, all the way down to Brookings, actually. I saw snow geese yesterday. So there's a lot of snow geese in the area. Mallards, they're plentiful at times, and it seems like some days they're gone, but for the most part, I'd say we still have a fair number of mallards in the area.
Well, like around Watertown area and over in Clark County, I imagine, and Day, some of the lakes that had a little bit of open water or have really opened up again. At least that's good for holding waterfall.
Right, yeah. You know, we got open water and no snow on the ground, so there's plenty of food for the waterfowl in the area, so they should stick around for quite a while, I would think.
The bad deal is, like Kempeska, I noticed yesterday late morning that about the north half of the lake or more was wide open and not the south. So we're going to have some pretty inconsistent ice on a lot of bodies of water in eastern South Dakota.
Yeah, we will, unless, you know, we get some really cold weather snap here towards the end that really freezes things up. But, yeah, it could definitely be very inconsistent to begin with.
So Swan Lake holding large numbers of waterfall, too?
Yeah, Swan, as well as Hicksville across from there, there's definitely a lot of snow geese, as well as mallards at times. Going further north, Reeds has a fair number of snow geese on it. And, yeah, just any place I think we have open water, we're holding some snow geese right now.
Do you ever hear much about waterfall up in that Lynn Lake or the Northern Lakes? Or we just assume there's a waterfall on them, but I wonder if any of those are opened up.
Yeah, Lynn traditionally is open, stays open later than a lot of the lakes. And, yeah, heard really some really good reports in that area. People shooting snow geese as well as some Canada geese in the area and some mallards. So there's definitely some birds up to the north of Webster as well.
And I guess still 150,000 snow geese up on Sand Lake, so that's amazing for almost Thanksgiving Day.
Yeah, yeah. Every day with these nice days are one day closer to spring, so that's a good thing.
Well, pretty soon we'll be talking ice fishing, but today it's been hunting. Dr. Brian Blackwell, Webster, thank you. Now we travel up to the offices of Game Fish and Parks. Bryce McVicker, conservation officer here in Watertown. And first of all, the deer opener, was there any big bucks you saw? Was success pretty good? And how were any laws broken?
Yeah, success was good. We don't have a ton of deer tags right here in Coddington County, so that spreads the hunters out a little bit, gives them a lot more places to hunt. And so with that, we just don't see near the violations that we used to when we had 1,000 deer tags here in Coddington. So that's always nice. Not near the trespass calls, not near the shooting from the road violations. So from that standpoint, violations were down. Success is still good. And from a mature buck standpoint, it's about as good as it gets around here right now. And that's just a product of not having very many tags, but really good opportunity for the people to do.
Waterfall hunters, you know, it seems like every direction now there's open water, there's snow geese, and maybe a couple days of the week even mallards, but a lot of waterfall hunting yet to be had.
Yeah, that's kind of been a different story from day to day, like you said. Some days most of the hunters are out targeting snow geese, and I've never seen so many snow geese being harvested in the decoys lately. Not sure what to attribute that to. Must have been a really good hatch up in the Arctic Circle, but we're seeing field hunters that are shooting 100 to 200, even 300 birds in a day, and that's just incredible. We've never seen that in the fall before, so that's pretty interesting product this fall. And then as far as the duck hunting goes, if they fly out in the morning, hunters are doing pretty good, but birds have really been holding up on the roost for the better part of the day in a lot of scenarios, and that's been pretty tough for the hunters.
With more corn out all the time, pheasant hunters doing a little better?
Yeah, they seem to be pleased with what they're seeing, and the real takeaway from this year has just been the lack of hunters. So the few hunters that are around, they've been able to get out on that public land that hasn't been hunted too hard and really have pretty decent success.
Bryce McVicker out of the Watertown Game Fish and Parks offices, thank you. Now we travel down to Brookings, South Dakota, biologist Dave Lucchese. And Dave, are there good waterfall numbers between Sioux Falls, Brookings, and then down to Lake Thompson?
Yeah, there are. We came back by the town of Lake Preston. We were up hunting deer around Dolan and then a little pheasant hunting around Redfield. And both East and West Preston had thousands of snow geese, just huge groups of snow geese on them. I've heard of snow geese, Thompson, farther south too. You know, I haven't seen much for birds over east around Brookings. It seems like most of the activity, you have to get west of that Highway 81 area to get into birds. But yeah, there's a good concentration of waterfowl in the area right now.
Well, I know it might be, you know, it's a distant memory, but it only happened a few days ago. But you and your dog hunting down in Lake Ponset area off Hammer's Pasture, it could have maybe been the last day you ever hunted again because your dog fell through. You went out to
retrieved the dog, and what happened after that, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I shot a bluebill that landed 100 yards out on the ice in the slough, and the ice near shore was good, supported me, and you know, dog no problem, so I sent her out, and about 5 feet from the duck, she went in, and she's no athlete, she's a springer, and so it was either watch her drown or try to get out there. And about halfway out, I realized why she'd gone through. There was still a little bit of a current, and the ice got thin. And I belly crawled up and tried to yank her out and went face first in. And didn't realize at that point that the slough was fairly shallow. And so I tried to get out three times, and the ice kept breaking. And it started to get a little ominous, so I put my feet down and realized I was in 4.5 feet of water and was able to work my way and the dog out. So... But if that had been on the Lake Ponce side and deeper, things might not have worked out very well. So, you know, we're seeing it's just really a dangerous period. I think we've lost one person already, and I've heard of another person going through and getting out. So you do have to exercise caution, and I won't put my dog in that position and myself in that position again if at all possible.
Well, that's good. And we were talking earlier, like Lake Kempeska, now 50% is wide open. 50% had 3-4 inches of ice. So there's going to be inconsistencies till we get a lot of good ice, maybe a month from now or more.
Yeah, you know, and we're seeing that around this region here. I mean, lakes that have been frozen over, sloughs that have been frozen over for a week, all of a sudden there's open water, and the temperatures aren't even much above freezing. So there's some weird things going on, and I don't think any ice is safe right now.
Dave Lucchese, biologist out of the Brookings and Sioux Falls offices, thank you.
This has been Don Fierstead with KDLO Outdoors. Listen each and every Thursday for all your hunting and fishing information throughout eastern South Dakota, western Minnesota, and out at the Missouri River. KDLO Outdoors, each and every Thursday.